The CP may have been broke, but as Huntington liked to brag, at any one time it had an average of about $1 million worth of equipment in transit. At the beginning of July 1864, the Big Four got some rare good news. Huntington had returned east, and he sent a telegram from Washington informing his partners that the Pacific Railroad bill had been redrawn, and they could begin collecting their government bonds for every 20 instead of 40 miles of track laid and approved by the government inspectors. In November, the company put out a report on the condition of the line. The CP had some earnings, about $110,000 from passengers, the mail, and freight. There was no cash on hand. A month later, Sam Montague published his annual report. Bloomer Cut had been finished, but not yet tracked. He said that 396,800 acres of land grants due from the government, but not yet granted, would bring in far more than $1.25 per acre, because it was mainly superb agricultural land. Further good news, his own survey had revealed that he could cut back on Judah's original route and eliminate several tunnels, thus saving time and money. The bad news was that the cost of building the first 36 miles in 1863 and 1864 was nearly $3 million, or what Judah had anticipated spending for the first 50 miles, and not a single tunnel had yet been started. But as for the gaps, Montague had decided to bridge them with trestling, which, if made properly of pine, would last from 8 to 10 years. They could then be replaced with embankments, transporting the material on the cars at much less expense. Montague went on to report that the CP now had 5 locomotives, 6 first-class passenger cars, 2 baggage cars, and 50 freight cars. Crocker, who admitted that he was suffering from severe insomnia, later recalled of the last part of 1864, "I would have been glad when we had 30 miles of road built to have got a clean shirt and absolution from my debts. I would have been willing to give up everything I had in the world in order to cancel my debts." The day after Christmas, 1864, he lamented, "If we only had the government bonds in hand, that would help our credit amazingly and crush out our enemies. But it would be 5 months before the company got those bonds." The Big Four were now fully aware of the prophecy of Judah's remark to Anna, "I cannot make these men appreciate the elephant they have on their shoulders." What they would do about it remained to be seen.